What do you mean something new's coming?
Something really cool.
Well, give me a hint.
You know how you always want to know what's going on around here?
Yeah.
In depth?
Yeah.
Or you want to listen to something to capture your imagination?
Mm-hmm.
Break your heart?
Yeah.
Make you mad?
Yeah.
Something to make you laugh?
Yeah.
Think?
Yeah.
Relax?
Yeah.
Enjoy?
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. KAADLP is coming.
KAADLP? What is that?
New Community Radio Station.
Community? You mean programs made by folks who live around here?
That's right.
Like what kind of stuff?
All kinds of stuff. Stories about the local scene. Our artists, writers, musicians, storytellers, thinkers, dreamers, on and on.
Wow, interesting.
Could be your next door neighbor's playlist. Or maybe you might hear this. Archie? Archie? Is that you? Or this.
Oh, 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 yeah, oh, oh. Lordy, even my chaps are chapped. I gotta get off this here nag. Now, where until I'm not, I put it here some. Oh, yeah, it's coming back. I think I buried it, that gold nugget just yonder under the rock, just by this mine shaft. Yeah!
Or this.
There was this concert in Paris. They had sold 2,000 tickets in advance. Edith Piaf peeked out at the audience, and she said, oh, there's too many Nazis out there. I'm not going to sing. Cancel the concert.
And this.
Today on Sunday Jazz and More, we'll be hearing some old jazz, some newer jazz, some instrumental jazz, and some vocal jazz, but not all jazz. We might hear a song or two from the Great American Songbook and, well, who knows what else. It's all happening right here, right now, on Sunday Jazz and More.
Whoa! Stop! Stop already! I'm down for it!
This is Curtis Cashin from Jamestown. You are listening to KAADLP Community Radio at 103.5 on your FM dial.
Transmitting from the iconic dome in downtown Sonora. Up next is Cooking with Claudia. Stay with us, friends.
So you throw a little food coloring into the pasta, and that way it makes it, you know, more fun. Any color, like orange or purple, and at first, they're kind of shocked, but then they start eating it, and wow, I really like this, Mom.
Rikki Tikki did the real fighting. He was a mongoose, rather like a little cat in his fur and his tail, but quite like a weasel in his head and his habits. His eyes and the end of his restless nose were pink. He could scratch himself anywhere he pleased with any leg, front or back, that he chose to use. He could fluff up his tail till it looked like a bottle brush, and his war cry as he scuttled through the long grass was,
as George Bernard Shaw said, I want to be thoroughly used up when I die, for the harder I work, the more I live.
Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by this son of York.
Music made sense as a way to provoke a dialogue on present social and political issues. You don't always have to talk politics. If you are singing it in a very fun way, you hear the beat, you dance to it, and the words start meaning something to you.
So you've heard about people who live on a gold mine. That's not just a saying. In our case, it could be true.
Dr. Esther here at Vets Aros. Welcome, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Doc. Am I on the air?
Go ahead.
I am? Okay. I just really wanted to say I like your show.
Uh-huh. Did you want to ask me about something?
Uh-huh. Stomach.
You've got a bad stomach?
Yep.
What have you been eating?
I'm so embarrassed.
Go on.
I don't want to say.
Then I can't help you.
Okay. I'll say it.
Go on.
Shoes, stacked heels, sling pumps, Doc Martens. I ate every shoe in her closet.
Oh, that was a no-no.
Hi, this is Alice. You are listening to KAADLP, Community Radio at 103.5 on your FM dial.
We call it mountain honey, and only because the floral is what determines the taste and color of the honey. And up here, there's so many different things blooming. We just call it mountain honey. And then we also do orange blossom honey. So we take about 300 hives down to east of Visalia, where they grow oranges, and we make orange blossom honey down there.
My name is Mary, and my business is The Garden Company. We basically grow a lot of plants that are suitable for people that live in a foothills-type climate. Everything that we grow a lot of drought-tolerant plants, a lot of deer-resistant plants, things that have been proven to work very well in our climate.
Sound, it just makes you want to tap your toe. How long have you been together?
Since 9:30 this morning.
I have been a fan of the Motherlode Fair since 1994. It has always been a wonderful thing to just come back and see what happens and see the other women and the other people that do the same things that we do, and it's a wonderful thing.
We had just finished our climb up Mount Williamson and came back down over Shepherd's Pass into our campground at Anvil Camp. My friend turned to me and said, "Look, mountain lion." And we both immediately stopped everything we were doing, and we turned and stared into the gaze of this beautiful creature. This mountain lion was about 8 feet long from head to tail, weighed about 200 pounds, and it was very curious. It was just looking us in the eyes.
My name's Lucky Star. I'm a graduate of the Ringling Brothers Barnum Bailey Clown College. If only the world could get along like people do in the circus. Doesn't matter what your color, your religion, whatever, your size. We all get along.
You are listening to KAADLP, Community Radio, transmitting from the iconic dome in downtown Sonora.
Is the station on now?
Not yet. Soon.
Where?
103.5 on your FM dial.
Oh, boy. Can I be on it?
Maybe. What you got in mind?
Well, I thought I could show my mime ladders or...
Send in an application. It's on the website. Those folks are hungry for talent.
Well, I can't wait.